This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Nestled on the banks of the Allegheny River.
All right, count them up. How many strokes? What'd you get?
The U.S. Open is at Oakmont Country Club this week.
8 or 9.
I'll give you an 8.
You get.
I got an A.
This is a U.S. Open week edition of Primetime with Isaac and Sue.
Brought to you by Langdon Farms Golf Club, the best course in the Northwest for year-round golf. Book your tee time at langdonfarms.com.
Isaac and Sue on 1080.
Dead heat after one hole. Turning into quite a rivalry.
The Fan.
You know, I just learned that was the Allegheny River right there at Oakmont.
Oh.
I didn't know that.
I didn't know that either.
So that means it's right next to PNC Park?
I don't think it is. I think it's north and east of Pittsburgh. But the Allegheny, as you know, rivers tend to
It was more of a joke.
Oh.
Was it?
Yeah, just because
pretty
two
funny.
Sporting event venues share a body of water on a shoreline does not mean that they're next to each other. That was the bit.
I think it's like 30 minutes outside of Pittsburgh. But
it's like 22 minutes.
22 minutes, yeah.
Yeah. 13.4 miles via PA 28 South over by Plum, Pennsylvania.
There was something that happened out there today we need to discuss, and that will be in our next Seggy Seg.
By the way, if you want to catch a round at Oakmont and then the Pirates game, only 19 minutes to get there.
Do you think he heard you say that it was 22 minutes away?
I was listening.
Were you?
Well, then why did you say that? He just said it's
because
22
I updated
minutes.
A faster time. 19 is slow, is faster than 22.
I don't think you heard him.
I might have been Googling at the same time you're saying it.
Now he's trying to cover it up.
Never change a damn thing. I love that man.
This one, I was actually actively engaged in the conversation. I was Googling.
I mean, he just did the same thing that you were doing.
Just faster.
10 seconds before you did.
Yeah, well.
And you got two different times, which is amazing.
Yeah, mine's better.
Let me do it, and then I guess I'll break the tie.
Those 3 minutes that it's going to save
How
you.
Did he get there 3 minutes faster? That's what I want to know.
I don't know.
What are you using, Google Maps?
Yeah, Google Maps.
What are you using over there?
Google Maps.
God, this show sucks.
I will say this. If I have a way that I go, I need to save a minimum of 6 minutes or I will not deviate off my current course.
Yeah. Well,
does that
don't
make
you,
sense?
Yeah, sort of, but don't you put it on just to, it tells you the fastest
yeah,
way.
No. So like if I am going like when I go from jiu-jitsu to the office, which is kind of my normal day, there's like four different ways to get here. Cause I'm coming from Clackamas all the way over here.
I know, but it chooses the fastest one for you.
Yes. So there is the standard one for me is just it's down 205 and then 84 and across, right? That's the easiest way to get there. And so when I punch it in, if there is not a savings of at least 5 to 6 minutes, I will go down 205 and 84. I am not going off of my main route to save 3 minutes.
So, oh, really?
Not going to do
it. Why not?
Because I don't, anytime I know where I'm going.
Three minutes is 3 minutes.
No, see, here's my thing. If you have a path, whether it's to the office, whether it's home, to the gym, to the Moda Center, I have a way 90% of the time of places that I'm going, I know how to get there. And yet I still throw in the, hey, here's the address just in case I run into sort of traffic. If it's a 3 minute difference, I don't care. I'm not having it take me some weird route that I now have to go down back roads and make extra
even
turns.
Even if it gets you there faster.
But it says it's 3 minutes, and I don't ever think it's actually 3 minutes. That means if you hit every light, that means if you don't run into weird traffic on side streets. No, if it saves me 6 minutes, yes. If it's 3 to 4 minutes, no, I'm just going down the main road, the main freeway, and I'll make up at least 2 or 3 of those minutes with some aggressive driving on the freeway versus going down back highways and side roads.
Okay. Well, anyway...
3 minutes saving. That's not even savings.
What is worse, the sulky walk-off Josh Naylor or what Jason Day was wearing out there today? And we will get to that in our next segment. But first, we must talk about great catches because last night you said you think this is the greatest catch you've ever seen.
I sat there and I watched this at least 12 different times on highlight. And I was trying to come up with anything. Including the Willie Mays catch, which is kind of the gold standard, but some of that is just because it's in the World Series and it's Willie Mays and it's a great catch. But
so,
hold
on. Last night, the A's have a center fielder named Denzel Clark.
Yes.
If you have not seen his catch from last night, look it up. It's freaking incredible.
And I just am struggling and going back. And I believe me, I went down a rabbit hole because I was just sitting on the couch wheezing and then making my way to the toilet. I had nothing else to do.
Nice.
So I'm watching Griffey clips. I'm watching, by the way, a lot of great Eric Davis catches that I, you know.
I've got one that I think tops. Well.
There's Jimmy. I mean, there's a lot of great catches.
Edmonds, and the top of my Edmonds, list with the Angels.
Okay, wait a minute.
I can't come up with a better one than this.
I have a hot take.
Yeah.
Actually, I don't think this is a hot take once you watch them both. Go watch the Willie Mays catch.
Okay.
And somehow tell me that that's better than Jim Edmonds in Kansas City.
So the thing
you
that
can't.
People don't know about that Willie Mays catch, though, is that the center field wall, 470 yes. feet from home.
Yeah, he was way
so
out
it, like the catch itself, the actual securing of the ball, not as good as some of this other stuff, but the run to get there was otherworld.
Go watch Jim Edmonds.
Watching it right now.
Jim Edmonds had several. He had one yes. in the World Series, too, but... Go watch the Jim Edmonds one in Kansas City.
It's a better catch.
And tell me that that is a worse catch than Willie Mays. I will not. I do not believe it.
No, it's a
not.
Better catch.
You're talking about the one where he's in the sleeveless?
Yeah, he's yes. in the...
Yep, that's the one that dude, first comes to mind is the greatest catch I've ever seen.
That is the best catch you will ever
see. Because
he's
in a dead
see.
Sprint back to yes. home plate, and he's trying to do the wide receiver thing where he's looking up over his head for the ball,
yes.
and he doesn't have the shoulder to turn over. He's straight back,
you know what,
straight
though?
Dive.
It's almost... Like, if you wanted to knock that Jim Edmonds catch, it's almost just pure luck.
Yeah.
Right. It's like he throws his glove out and it goes into his glove.
Yeah.
It's otherwise, it's a little sandlot. Hey, put your glove
he,
yes. up. And
he
let
takes
me
a
do
leap
the
of faith there at the yes. end.
I'm telling yeah. you, go watch. And this is why the Clark catch, the one from the A's yesterday, Denzel Clark, is the best. First off, the way he's having to track that ball, he looks up at it 3 or 4 times. Just the fact that he put himself even in position to do that. Then proceeds to Spider-Man Bo Jackson style up the damn wall. Then he realizes that as he's up above the wall, he's like 3 feet away from the ball. And so he proceeds to then backhand it over the wall. Like he's about ready to flip over the wall and still makes the catch over the wall. I've never seen anything like that. And whereas the Jim Edmonds catch, again, or the Willie Mays, I get it, it's over the shoulder, but you tell me which one's harder. Just running and looking up over your shoulder and diving, or having to climb a wall while judging where a ball is going to come down, elevating over that wall that's like, what, 8.5 feet high, then full extension to your left and reaching out behind the wall, high pointing it, not flipping over the wall and bringing it back. It's the best catch I've ever seen.
As a former bad outfielder, I think front-facing is easier.
Oh, for sure. Being able to watch the ball the whole time?
Yes, yeah, that's easier.
No,
now, what you're saying is you're throwing in the element of the wall, which you have, like, that's a whole nother deal. But
but he's not front-facing. The whole way he's tracking it, he is turning and running, and about three times he has to look over his shoulder, back to the wall, back over the shoulder to try to track that ball.
But he's not catching it over his head. That's the thing. Like, I think, again,
catching a fully extended backhand.
I was a bad outfielder. I can tell you that the over the head grabs are just, that's why the Kevin Mitchell one comes to mind.
The barehanded.
His was over the head and barehanded.
Well, you want to talk about luck too. The reason he had to do that is because he took a horrible route to the ball and kind of overran it and underran it like at the same time.
He got lucky.
He had to kind of reach back behind him with the barehand because his glove hand wouldn't reach that far.
I would say this.
That's badass though, because he just like, one, Kevin Mitchell was a scary dude.
Yeah.
But it's kind of cool that he just like, he just palms
just it.
Like,
yeah. I don't know that Clark's catch is the greatest catch I ever saw, but I think that it's certainly up there. But I think that the difference with Clark and some of Mike Trout's catches, because Mike Trout has one in Baltimore that's very similar to Clark's.
I also sent you guys both one of him in Anaheim doing the almost identical thing.
Yeah, I think the difference is in the Edmonds and Kevin Mitchell is there is an element of they got lucky, whereas the Denzel Clark, Mike Trout catches, and not that Jim Edmonds was Jim Edmonds was a great center fielder.
Yes.
So he put himself in position to make that play. I just think that the nowadays, you see a lot of guys robbing home runs now. I think way more so than they used to. Denzel Clark, Mike Trout, I think it's a play. It's almost a play. Like, it is in their arsenal.
Yeah.
Whereas Jim Edmonds, would you say that the you know, sort of the over-the-shoulder catch is in his arsenal? Maybe. He's better at it than other guys, but I also think there's an element of luck that goes into that.
And the degree of difficulty on what Clark did is just is through the roof.
Can I say one more thing about Clark's?
Yeah.
And this is why I think it's so special. Because we do see a lot of robbed home runs these days. He does step off the wall. He uses the wall to launch.
Yep.
He's also very athletic. You can tell he's very athletic.
Yes.
But I think that might be the ball of all these catches, and I haven't seen them all, but you know, you rack in your brain of all the ones that you remember. That might be the ball that was most out of the park that was brought back.
To get pulled back.
And that's my thing. When you look at it, as I'm looking at the one that you sent me with Trout, and again, I went down a whole deep dive of great catches. The Trout one, he's like mid-chest at the wall and reaches over and grabs. I'm telling you, look.
His belt's over.
His belt is over the wall. The fact that he caught it and didn't fall over the wall, he catches it and then does some sort of whirly bird kind of maneuver just to keep his balance from going over. His crotch is almost level with the top of that
he
wall.
He risked going all the way over by... like,
well,
close.
It would have been way cooler if he did, and then he'd be compared to Derek Jeter, which is one of the more overrated catches that talk about.
Yeah,
took about six steps in foul territory
it was
before
a
he planted
freaking
his face.
Pop up. Yeah, now, I get it. He was running hard towards the wall, and there's not that much foul ground over there, so he had to dive into the stands.
Yeah.
He has said before that he couldn't. Like, there was he could have slid,
but
maybe.
He didn't actually make the catch diving into the stands.
No,
he went in
easy,
after he made the catch.
Yes, it was an easy catch, and then he looked up and went, oh, I should probably jump into the second row.
Yes.
In the realm that you're talking about with a player reaching so far back into the stands, the one other one that pops up in my mind is Brian Giles at PNC Park. He had one way down in the corner, and he had to dig both feet into the wall, and he reached like a full... like past the first row to kind of basket catch this thing backwards. That one stands out for me too, but it might still not be as good as Clark's.
I watched that one.
I mean, there's no right answer to this. I just, for me, I went down a rabbit hole and I don't ever remember seeing a catch that was that impressive. I don't ever remember watching one where I just sat there and went, what in the hell was that?
And Torrey Hunter, who's like the king of the home run robbery, who kind of made it his thing before everybody started doing it, he went on X last night or Twitter and basically said, I used to do stuff like this, and this is maybe the greatest one that I've ever seen.
Yeah, so for someone saying, didn't Ichiro do this regularly? No one does this regularly. That, I mean, this is...
You got to watch this one. This one is another level of athleticism. It really is. Yeah. Even Torrey Hunter, because somebody brought up Torrey Hunter, Robin, Barry Bonds in the All-Star game.
Which was like a fun moment, but it didn't have the degree of difficulty this did at all.
Look, this catch by Clark dwarfs just the regular... robbing of the home
run. Oh, it's not even, it's apples and oranges.
It makes it look so easy.
Yeah.
And that's what Torrey Hunter was against Barry Bonds, which is a great play, but this one is just like, it's next level.
Yep.
And the best part about it, the very best part about it, was him strutting around in center field after he made, dude, that guy, do you see the riz dripping off that guy?
Oh, yeah. Well, and it's fun now when you see, I mean, players have always been athletic, but I mean, some of these guys, he is a freak athlete. And it's fun to watch guys that are this athletic out there, you know, doing stuff that you've never seen before. I'm watching the Torrey Hunter Bonds one. Yeah, that's not even...
Torrey Hunter, that's not even close to Torrey Hunter's best robbery.
It's a great catch.
Hunter has four or five that are way better than that.
Yeah.
Somebody mentioned
Bo
Jackson.
It's just fun that it was Bonds in the All-Star game. You can give someone S about that.
Somebody mentioned Bo Jackson, and as a Bo Jackson P1, that catch where he ran up the wall.
No, it was just a...
It was kind of a routine catch. He just was kind of like Jeter. He ran out of space.
He just did a flare for the dramatic.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm here and I've got all this speed. I'll just
go up
the wall. And
it was pretty amazing that he did, that he ran up and down the wall.
Just from an athletic point, that was amazing, but not from a catch standpoint.
Not from a catch, not from a catch standpoint.
Well, again, look, what's the best of all time? Let someone on First Take yell and scream about that. I'll tell you what, it's as good a catch as you'll ever see. You can decide where it's at. It's an all-timer. To the when you see something and it leads you to watch it double-digit times and then leads you to then see if you can find other ones that you think are as good, or like you start Googling all-time great catches, you know you've done something.
Well, and then anytime you look at Willie Mays' catch, which is one of the all-time famous catches, and you go, You know Denzel Clark was pretty good.
Although, again, the May stuff, it is different when you do something on the biggest stage, right?
World Series, and as Buck said, it was like 8,000
miles. It was like 470 feet from home plate.
And then they claimed that the throw was as good, if not better, than the catch.
Yeah, he held the runner. There was a runner on third, and he didn't score. Go look at the aerial of where Willie Mays caught that catch on that ball at that ballpark.
It's stupid.
It's insane how far back there he was.
Well, I love back in the day, too, that you had that. I got an idea. See, let's make the center field wall 572 feet away.
Because I think it was the Polo Grounds, so it was a multifunctional facility. They played other games there. So
I just love that was like back in the day. We thought it was great. Like, no one needs to hit home runs. Now we came here to see people slap singles in deepest parts of the field.
Well, how far? I don't remember who hit that ball. If it were a regular home run, how far would it have been? I mean, that was 470 feet.
No, I mean, I think he hit the ball 470 feet, and it was an out.
And it was an out.
Yeah, center field was 483 feet.
And he was right at the track.
Right up at the track, yeah.
You imagine?
Imagine crushing a ball like that and making an out.
He hit it 470 feet. That's like when you're playing softball or whatever, and you would bomb one. And then, you get some little speedy guy that would run it down, and you were a fat kid. So, you got held to a double. Like, that's ridiculous.
Respect to the catch. I didn't mean to crap on the catch. Respect
no, it wasn't the that. They're just they're very different in what makes them special.
Yeah, and it was 1954.
I saw an interesting post about this, and it's a much bigger picture thing. But Sam Decker, the former basketball player, said pre-social media, there would have been a 15-minute segment about this catch on SportsCenter, and we would have talked about it with our friends for weeks. I sometimes miss when things became almost folklorish and things moved slower. Like, we're going to forget about this so quickly. Agreed? Is it just I remember even as recently as, I don't know, 10 years ago, the Yoenis Cespedes throw that was talked about for a week or whatever. We're in this cycle now of sports stuff where awesome stuff happens and then we discard it really quickly.
Yes, we do. Nothing sticks. And I mean nothing.
Well, what do you want to stick? Like, we just did a segment on it. Like, what do you want to do another segment on it for every day for a week?
Tomorrow.
Like,
and the next day.
What does stick mean? What does that mean?
That it'll be quickly forgotten.
Everything is forgotten.
I mean, I don't know about forgotten. It's just, I don't know. No, I don't agree. I don't.
Fair enough.
I'm not in on that.
And I tend to agree with you because everything, nothing lasts. And I mean nothing.
You'll remember that. You just said it was the best catch you've ever seen. You don't think you can recall that
in
3 years?
I will. I'm with Buck. And when you're talking about it being in the, I don't know.
Like, maybe it doesn't go in the lexicon now. People could talk about this as one of the greatest catches ever.
Nothing goes in the lexicon.
But given the times, maybe it won't be.
We were a week removed from the most powerful man on the planet and the richest man on the planet literally having a D-measuring contest and, threatening to expose the other one. And, that is, no one cares. Like, it's over and done. That lasted, 48 hours. And a baseball catch is going to last? No. We'll move on, and I will remember this. When someone asks me a year from now, I'll be like, oh, my God, that guy from Oakland, or actually the guy from Sacramento. But in general, it is so hard to get stuff to actually have roots anymore that lasts and stands the test of time. By the way, unofficially, they are saying the estimate on the Willie Mays catch is somewhere between 455 and 460 feet.
Okay.
Where he made that catch.
It's way out there. But where was he playing? I'm sure he was playing.
He was playing at the Polo Grounds.
Well, I know, but I'm saying, where was he?
Like, was he shallow? Was he playing deep?
He wasn't playing shallow.
Oh.
Maybe he was. That's what made it amazing.
It says that Willie Mays, the catch occurred at the deep center field of the Polo Grounds, which is known for its unusually deep center field. While the deepest part of the field measures 483, the ball was hit about 450 to 460 feet. According to Pop History Digs, Mays made the catch at the warning track approximately 35 feet beyond. Oh, so this said it made the warning track typically 35 feet beyond the typical 450 foot mark.
That doesn't make any sense.
So if they're saying the ball was hit 450 to 460 feet, but Mays made the catch 35 feet beyond the typical 450 foot mark, that would make it closer to four. This is according to AI.
AI is stupid.
Well, that's odd.
AI's not always right. All right, we've learned this.
CBS Sports, then, if that makes you feel any better, they're saying 450 feet or so.
Okay, but I'm just saying, where was he? Like, how far did he run to get that? That I don't know. I mean, he may have been just playing the guy deep.
But the idea that, like, at Coors Field, one of the deepest parks, 415 to dead center, and if this was hit 450, think about, it's kind of crazy. But I don't know how far he ran. I'll see if I can track that down. I hate when AI, by the way, it contradicts itself in its own paragraph.
Boy, I sure wish that AI were better.
That A1?
Or do I? Coming up next, which was worse, sulky walk-off Josh Naylor or Jason Day's outfit today? We will debate that when we return on The Fan.
And I have some Willie Mays clarity for you.
Okay.
Okay. So the discrepancy is
we're talking about the catch. 1954 catch. World Series against the Indians.
Vic Wirtz hit the ball.
Yeah, Polo Grounds against the Indians.
So here's the problem. So
game one.
Center field, dead center field in the Polo Grounds is a cutout. That's the 483. This was to the right of the cutout, so it did not go to the deepest part. It was a couple feet away from the deepest part. So that part of the fence was around 455 feet where Mays made the catch. So the ball went 450-ish. Mays was playing in shallow, this according to Sports Science, Mays was playing in shallow center field.
Wow.
And had to run somewhere between 90 and 95 feet, according to video analysis.
Damn.
So 30-ish yards, right? And he was traveling at a speed of between 14 and 15 miles an hour, tracking the ball over his shoulder when he made the catch.
30 yards?
90 to 95 feet. So, right,
that doesn't seem...
3 feet to a yard.
When you put it in yards, it doesn't seem that great.
Yeah, it doesn't seem all that long.
But then again...
30 yards?
No.
Really?
Third of a football field? You're thinking less than a 40-yard dash,
saying, if they're saying he was playing in shallow center field...
That's what it's
saying. And he ran all the way out to the 450 mark, that seems like longer than 30 yards, yes.
Okay, well, again, let's go in feet. So if you're saying the fence was 450 feet-ish, and he had to run 90 to 95 feet... Dude, that means my man was playing at 360. He went from 300, he was playing 360 in center field and ran to 450 to make the catch. I'm sorry. That's a lot. As the ball's in the air, dude, that's insane.
But is playing 360 playing shallow, or is that just playing that normal depth?
Well,
I'm a Willie Mays guy. I'm not trying to slander my man.
It's insane. Okay, well,
I think you are trying to slander.
So let's take an average. Let's say an average center field, right, is 405.
Right.
Let's just say in general, it's 400.
Yeah, and if you're playing that straight up, you're probably 40 feet from the wall.
No, but imagine playing that 90 feet. That means
no. I know.
You'd be playing it at that would be a center fielder playing at 310. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
You don't think that's shallow?
I didn't say I didn't think it was shallow. When you said it was 30 yards.
I wondered if that was average depth.
Yeah. No, they said shallow, so I assume they're not lying about that. It's just that when you said 30 yards, that did not, because I'm picturing now the football field, and I'm like, meh.
To me, that's the one that blows my mind. If you're taking a 400-foot center field fence, the idea that the center fielder is playing at 310 feet, and he is then turning and making a catch. Imagine running from 310 to dead center at 400 and making a catch over your shoulder. Yeah. That puts into perspective that is like, that's insane. Like, what's the tip of the infield?
It's insane.
I don't know. But look, how did the guy not tag from third?
Yeah.
You know? Because they said that one of the cool things about the catch was the runners on the corners, and his catch meant that no one scored. How did the guy not tag?
I don't
know. He was all the way out at 450 feet.
Did he just kind of waltz on home thinking, well, that thing.
What are you doing?
Like, it might be one of those where you just assume. Like, maybe you're just off the bait. You're not paying attention. Maybe you were just caught up in the what the hell is that? I'm trying to figure out now, like, what is the.
What the hell is going on?
Like, what's the average length if from home plate to the end of the infield? Because you see, you know, when you're getting an infield that's playing deep and your feet are on the dirt, how far is that?
I don't know. Why do you keep asking me questions?
Well, because it's a frame of reference.
Aren't you a baseball guy?
Yeah, I don't know the. Yes, I love baseball.
Well, second base is 127 feet away. So what do you think? It's probably 50 more feet behind second base.
I don't know.
Look, we're not doing great.
Where's the baseball
Can
guy?
Can I also? I've got a clarifying. Point about the catch as well. Yeah. Now that we've done a deep dive into the catch.
Yeah.
Thanks a lot, A's center fielder. Derek Clark or whoever the hell you are.
Yeah.
I think it's Denzel.
Yeah, that guy. Willie Mays did not throw a guy out at home plate on the catch.
No.
His throw
held the runner.
No, his throw prevented a guy from going from second to third.
Isn't that holding the runner?
Well, yeah, but the lore is that there were runners on the corners and the guy did not tag. That is not true. Apparently there was a runner on second base and his throw, he turned and threw it and that guy stayed at second.
Yeah, I wasn't aware that I had never heard there was a guy in third, so that surprised me, but I just know that his whole whirligig throw kept someone from advancing.
Look, Willie Mays was good, okay?
24-time All-Star.
Okay.
What is Colorado
Rockies?
Did you
say 24?
That's correct. Also, Jesus. Back in the day, they used to have 2 All-Star games per season for some years. So,
and by the way, Willie Mays only just died recently, right?
Yeah, last year.
Yeah, last year.
He made it a long time.
93.
Yeah.
Hell of a run.
All right. Well, now we've gotten to nothing that we wanted to, so we'll have to push that off again.
I got
to talk about
shocking development. We got derailed.
We have to, hot baseball measurement talk.
Well, you're the one that was unimpressed.
Don't blame this on me.
It's called sports. It's called baseball in particular.
310 in a 450, and you're like,
yeah.
You just shrugged.
Brian McCray was every bit the center fielder Willie Mays was.
Is he the guy that ran through the fence?
Brian McCray, no. No, that was here.
Oh, that was Rodney McCray.
Yeah, Rodney McCray.
Yeah, dude. I was going to say, that was a McCray, wasn't it?
That was
it?
McCray, yeah.
Brian was Hal's kid.
Someone asked, was he using an oven mitt? Those old baseball gloves. Just a milk crate out there. It's Dominican style.
The text line has let us know that bases are 90 feet apart.
Oh,
in case
God
we didn't know.
Sakes.
See what I mean?
Someone tell me how it is to the end of the infield, behind second base. That's what I want to know.
Look it up.
Everyone just keeps giving me the stupid distance to second base.
It might.
I know that.
It might not be standardized. Yeah. It might be
different.
Different for different places.
Give me a rough idea then. Can't give me a rough idea?
It's 8 feet.
I hate you all.
All right. Is that. Just do the math. Figure it out.
We've got the news to get to.
I'm trying.
Yes, we do.
I'm trying.
I want to talk about what Jason Day was wearing out there at the U.S. Open today.
Yeah.
We have to talk about Melbourne. But
Jason Day is...
That will be later.
He's something else.
Up next, though, it is time for In the Nuez. We've got the Oregon transportation bill that has been announced, and it only has 10 or so tax hikes.
Oh, that's fun.
So, not too bad.
Whew. That's worse.
That, when we return, but first, Buck with SportsCenter.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news... You call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
All right, welcome back. Beautiful day out there. Not as hot today.
No, it's a little warm, but felt good. It's my first time outside of the house in 4 days.
Hey, you missed it. It was hot.
I know. Everyone kept saying that, and
let's find more sun.
I had a fever anyway, so it didn't matter. And by the way, 127 feet from home to second, 90 feet from second to the infield. Therefore, we have an idea of where Willie Mays was playing. You want to go from there.
I don't. It is June 10.
I answered the damn question.
All right. Well, we'll get to it later. It is June 10, 2025. It is time for In the News. I'm In the News, Manolo. Thank you.
I'm gay.
Whoa. It's brought to you by the Advocates, injury attorneys at advocateslaw.com.
Suing Isaac Rupp any moment.
Today is National Iced Tea Day.
I love a good iced tea.
I don't.
Really?
No. That Arnold Palmer was onto something.
Oh, so good. Well, let me say this.
He hated iced tea, so he put lemonade with the iced tea, and then I was like, oh, it's way better.
It's amazing.
Yeah.
But there's so many good flavored iced teas. Now, just the regular, bland, boring iced tea?
Yeah, that's
no.
Fair. That's fair.
But so many good flavored iced teas, and when you mix the iced tea with the lemonade, the Arnold Palmer might be the greatest beverage ever invented.
It's a wonderful drink.
Yes.
And then you can get the John Daly if you'd like to add vodka.
Yes.
Or the only one daily if you want to add tequila.
Their opportunity to have an Arnold Palmer.
Wait, did you say the Juan Daily?
Yeah, if you want some tequila in there.
Tequila with iced tea and lemonade? A Juan Daily?
I mean,
that's fantastic.
It's racist, but it's...
Yeah, that is racist, you big jerk. What are you doing over there?
Delicious drinks.
We're going to do a McDaily next? Is that what we're doing?
Probably.
We're just throwing things out?
Yeah.
It is also National Egg Roll Day.
Oh, now we're talking.
I know you love some egg rolls.
Love an egg roll. But does anyone not like egg rolls?
I don't know how you couldn't.
I mean, come on. Get a nice, get that red sauce with the hot mustard. I don't know what you call that red sauce, but mix it in with some of that hot
sweet
mustard.
Sweet and sour, right?
No, that's not sweet and sour.
For egg rolls? The bright red dipping sauce?
Yeah, like the sweet sauce?
That's not sweet and sour.
I don't think it's sweet and sour, but it's like...
It's the red sauce that comes with... You know, it's the red sauce that comes with the hot mustard.
On them.
Sweet and sour sauce is like... Because that's different than what you get with like sweet and sour chicken.
If you could only have Arnold Palmer's... If you had to pick one of the two that you could have for the rest of your life, the other one you couldn't ever?
Yeah.
Arnold Palmer or egg roll?
Oh, I'm probably taking the Arnold Palmer.
In other words, you will never eat another egg roll?
Yeah. I mean, look, I love some egg rolls, but there's lots of different... I can get a crab puff and get a Rangoon and get a Lumpia. There's lots of things that are egg roll adjacent. I can't replace an Arnold Palmer. It's a go-to beverage when I eat out.
Well, we have the Oregon Transportation Bill, widely panned by the Republicans down there in Salem. They are claiming that you're a Washingtonian, but us Oregonians deserve a bipartisan bill, but that's not what we're getting here.
No.
However, the Dems, the Libs, they're saying, well, wait a minute.
Those snowflakes.
We put this together. It's not going to be the way it is now in the end because we're going to negotiate it. So everybody's yelling. They're fighting again.
Sure.
But I think we're going to stop.
More importantly, we're going to raise taxes, what, 10 different times?
Yeah, there are 10 or there's actually more than 10 tax hikes or rate raises in this. Now, they adjourn down there June 29th. So we're only, we only have, 20 days, whatever, until then. So a little late, but they say they're going to work on it. Now, this is basically because ODOT doesn't know how to manage money.
Yeah.
I think. And so we've got a lot of work we need to do on our roads, potholes,
yes,
bridges.
Yeah, the bridges are we're crumbling.
Highway projects that we haven't finished and that have soared in pricing.
Sure.
So we've got a lot of work to do out here, and so we need the monies to do it. And the Dems put forth this bill. It would hike the state's gas tax by 15 cents.
Kick ass.
A nickel.
Don't we already have some of the highest gas prices in the country?
I think we're pretty high.
And yet, let's go more.
Having just driven across the country?
What I do know, too, that some of it's a problem because we love our EVs out here, a bunch of soy boys like me. And so then, we don't get gas. But don't worry, they'll just tax you the hell out of buying one and then licensing it.
They will be instituting a new per-mile fee that electric and hybrid vehicle drivers must pay.
Ah, yes.
They will be creating a new tax on car sales and raising a number of other taxes and fees.
So now if you drive an EV, we're just going to tax you per mile driven.
The exact cost of these increases has not been made public, so they will debate this. Lawmakers are slated to receive an in-depth review of what's inside the bill at a hearing that was last night. So they're probably pouring over the details right now in their little Salem offices.
And more importantly, there's no way that this extra money will not be poorly spent. Not at all.
Wait, there's more.
I love when there's more.
They said that they are serious about policing ODOT, which has seen widespread criticism for large projects such as the one on Interstate 5 in the Rose Quarter that have exploded in cost.
Oh!
And for revenue estimates that proved wildly inaccurate. There are provisions in the bill that would order regular audits of how ODOT spends its monies, both on routine roadwork and on massive projects.
Like when they told us that the new I-5 bridge was going to be $2.5 to $3.5 billion, and now it's $7. They're like, what? Sorry, guys, missed on that one a little bit. It's not going to be double. Whoops. Sorry about that.
Well, it's a sprint down there.
Yeah.
Coming up next, Portland's 10 best burger joints of 2025. Do you trust Yelp?
I don't know who else you trust. I mean, it's the people reviewing them, right? I mean, that,
yeah.
Yelp?
They say Yelp takes its reviews seriously.
Although I question who's taking the time to review things, but...
Well, it's according to Yelp. And we'll get to that next on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
All right, thank you. Nice to have you along. It's in the news, June 10, 2025. I was mentioning we have the list of Portland's top burger joints of 2025?
Yes.
This according to Yelp.
And I do love a good burger.
I'm a big burger head. Love burgers.
Who loves burgers more, Souk or Buck?
Probably Souk.
Fight.
I don't know. I mean, I wouldn't say the burger is my favorite food, but if you ask me to go travel a distance to get the best X, a burger is probably top two or three things that I'm willing to drive to try what is perceived to be the best burger in town.
I love cows.
I don't think I would do that for pizza.
Right.
I love Chinese food, but if someone said, hey, the best Chinese food is 30 minutes away, I'd be like, I don't know, there's a place 10 minutes away that's delicious. Tell me the best burger is out in Hillsboro. You can get me in a car and you can get me rolling out there.
What if the best burger is in Missoula, Montana?
Look, yeah, I'm not going to Missoula. But if I was going to there for
Pendleton.
Another reason, I would definitely make a be like, hey, we need to go to this burger place. I hear all about it.
Well, Yelp is a great go-to for ratings, reviews, and rankings when it comes to food joints.
Absolutely.
And here is what it says about Portland.
Talk to me.
In 2025. That was me stalling. Portland Burger. Located in downtown on Southwest 2nd.
Portland Burger?
Portland Burger. The best burger in Portland is at Portland Burger.
I don't know Portland Burger. Although, you know, hey,
781 reviews, average of 4.5 stars.
Well, I'll be damned. Well, now I feel like, see, I didn't know. Now I feel like I want to go try Portland Burger.
I think that Yelp reviews are generally very honest, but I do also think that there are certain restaurants that try to lean into their Yelp more than others and make that their biggest priority. So of the people who reviewed it, but like 781 reviews is a ton. And so they're pushing for this, whereas others might not be, but might still have comparable burgers.
I think that's fair. I also think that oftentimes when people are reviewing, I don't know. I just feel like a lot of people are cheap. Yeah. And oftentimes that will overly define how they review something.
I can see that.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I see where you're going with that. Like it's you know, because if a burger, you know, a lot of people don't want to pay 19,
exactly.
20 bucks for a burger.
Exactly. And so even if it's a great burger, they'll leave a 3-star review. You know what I mean?
Like, sure. No,
so
I get it.
Well, people
And I love a burger.
This is why I don't really trust Yelp reviews.
But I don't, under no circumstances would I ever Yelp review a burger. Unless specifically like I ate at a mom and pop little hole in the wall and they were like, please leave. So I've done that before. Like you're traveling or wherever, somewhere off the beaten path. And you could tell it's a very small business. They're like, hey, can you please leave us a review? And there's a little QR code or whatever. Yeah, I'll throw one up there. But my review is usually 5-star, this place is kick-ass, move on. But the idea of sitting down and writing a paragraph, hey, that ain't happening.
They have a deep-fried chicken sandwich at Portland Burger called the Hot Chick.
Yeah, but that's not a burger.
It's not. They also have a vegan burger. It says on their website, we've got burgers on the grill, the music turned up, and the beer flowing.
Okay.
Portland Burgers, number one.
It concerns me, though, that you were launched into a chicken sandwich and a vegan burger. I need a little more...
other options for you.
I don't know. All right. I'm going to withhold judgment.
We also have Hit the Spot.
I don't know that one either.
Southeast Morrison comes in second.
Interesting.
They advertise their burgers as farm-to-table fast food. How about that? Ethically sourced ingredients.
I feel bad that I'm 0 for 2. Not only do I haven't been to either one of these. I've never heard of either one.
Number three, Pleasure Burger on Alder, Southwest Alder.
0 for 3.
Block and a half from Pioneer Courthouse Square. Mm. They also offer hot dogs, chicken, and Parmesan waffle fries.
Do you like a good waffle fry?
God, a Parmesan waffle fry? Come
so
on.
Good.
Come on. PDX Sliders is next on
there
the list.
There you go.
A Portland-based chain restaurant with 3 locations.
Yeah, that's standard. That's everyone.
They're very good.
Everyone can get on.
They have
board.
Some wild burgers in there.
Yeah, the one that I've been to is the one off of Mississippi. And it's fantastic.
They have one in Sellwood as well.
There's also one on Mississippi that is, I don't know if it's on the list, but it's Lowe's Burgers, with L-O. And that's also on Mississippi. And Mississippi's just a great place to go for food. A phenomenal burger. In the city.
Number five, Bless Your Heart Burgers.
Heard of it, never been.
Built on love.
Mm.
It's in the Concordia area.
And just some of this too, like, if you don't go to an area, you're not really inclined to, like, you know where to get a good burger, and it's like you kind of frequent the...
No, I think that's right.
Yeah.
Killer Burger Downtown Portland is on the list at number six.
Killer Burger.
I've never had Killer Burger.
It's fine.
Good? No good?
Well, I mean, it's just a... I don't know. To me, Killer Burger is no different than Five Guys. It's fine. It's a good
burger. I put it like a step above that because there's slightly more gourmet options you can get at Killer Burger, but it's a pretty standard burger.
It's pretty standard.
And the final four spots on the Yelp's top burger joints in Portland 2025 are Sandy O's.
That's a solid burger.
I don't know where that is, and it doesn't say. Lowe's Burgers. There's your Lowe's.
That's the one on Mississippi as well.
Sure Shot Burger.
And Sandy O's is over in, it's over by like Park Rose. It's over on that side of town. I don't know exactly where, but it's not in the best of areas, but it's a nice burger.
Sure Shot is a burger stand in Northeast Portland. And we also have Wolf's Head Burger.
That one I will endorse. Wolf's Head is sensational.
Really?
Really good.
They also have Mortal Kombat arcade games there.
Huh?
Wolf's Head started just as a food truck, and they had a spot in Beaverton, and they've since opened up a brick and mortar because they've had such success.
Okay. It's on the east side off of the Hawthorne Bridge.
The other one that I will recommend that I had recently was Iron Strike. Smash Burger, really, really solid.
I tell you guys, there's a lot of burger joints we got to keep straight now. Like, that's a lot to keep an old duder's head.
There is. Well, that, don't most good taverns, like, if you've got a dive bar that's worth its sand, don't you usually have a pretty good burger?
Yeah, it doesn't have to be a burger place to be a place that makes a great burger.
Helvetia is...
That's very unique to Portland, though.
Yeah.
You guys know that, right?
Yes. Like, a lot of places have bad burgers.
Yes. Or just basic burgers. It's just... Yeah, a burger's a burger in a lot of places, but not here.
Helvetia
here,
makes
if you
a
offer
great
a burger,
one.
You better it better be good.
Also, is a dive bar that I love. That I mean, it's a hole in the wall type place, but has really good burgers. Is a Slow Bar, right there off of Grand, and they've got a great big old tasty burger with good fries. We are lucky here that a lot of our bars, even if they're not like nice bars, they have good food.
The competition is fierce.
Yes.
You better be good.
I think it's hard, unless you're leaning into like like you're just crappy like the slammer that does like TV dinners. Like you have to have good food. Otherwise, people aren't coming back to your bar. There's too many other good options.
That is in the news. June 10, 2025, brought to you by the Advocates, injury attorneys at advocateslaw.com. Up next, sulky walk-off Josh Naylor and Jason Day's outfit on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.